The rising potential for drought through the 2025 growing season may reduce productivity of pasture and haylands. Cattle producers preparing for drought might consider planting some cool season annual cereals like oats, triticale, or forage barley to bump up feed supplies for their herds. Colin Geppert, a director with the Northern Plains Forage Association, encourages growers to consider their feed needs, keeping quantity and quality in mind.
Oats will give you the highest yield potential, but has the potential of having being the higher nitrate forage, where spring triticale is a high-yielding product. It is also the latest maturing of all three of those forages we've mentioned. But barley, that one is the earliest maturing. It will give you the least amount of tons compared to all three, but in a drought year, it is the lower nitrate forage of all three of those forages.
All three cereal crops can be grazed and siled or hayed, depending on their stage of maturity. For the highest quality, Geppert advises an earlier harvest.
If you're looking for the most palatability forage, we want to cut it right before it starts heading out.
If chopping for silage, Geppert states adding a forage pea to the cereal has the potential to boost tonnage and quality. Ideally, cool season forages can be planted when soil temperatures hit 40 degrees consistently. Planting early season annual forages also creates an opportunity for a second forage crop seeded in mid-season. Geppert points to millets or sorghum sedan hybrids, as well as numerous cocktails of cover crops. Geppert concludes, now is the time to assess end-of-season feed supplies while considering forage productivity as impacted by drought. Planting annual forages might be one strategy that can boost feeding options for the year ahead. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.